live as a motherfucker. Cousin Wright Podcast. And we back, Cousin Wright the Podcast, EG Envision, Don Gotti Nash, C Sims. It's class reunion we're supposed to be having this weekend. Nobody knew about. Just found out last weekend we supposed to be doing something. I mean, I can't even pull it off, man. All good, man. Shout out to class of 1998. I was there. Quietly. I was there, though.
Yeah, I told Shane if he was going, he go, I go. So he said he was coming. He gonna stay. You know, it's funny,
Jerome was telling me that too. Jerome said, "I roll if you roll, man." Ken Johnson, he's like, "Shit, if you roll, I roll." I was like, "Man, I don't think I'm gonna make it, man."
Yeah, Jerome, can't make it, man. I'm gonna text Jerome right now. Tell his ass to come down.
Yeah, he should. He should. Yeah, he should go ahead and come, man. I just ain't had time to. Yeah, I ain't got time. I can't even fade it this trip though, man. But like I said, man, shout out to class of 1998, the old dorming in the building. I was looking at the yearbook and shit today, man. I just,
man, yeah, I don't even know what the hell happened. I don't even know where my yearbook would be at.
I still got my yearbook, man. Got my yearbook. I know exactly where it's at. I got my yearbook. I don't have the you can see that shit online though now. I got the last joint, and then I don't have like the in between ones. I don't have like the Matter of fact, I don't have 9th, 10th, or 11th. I got the 12th. We all up in that joint looking crazy.
Mm-hmm. I forgot it was doing the pictures. It was some chick, and I was cool with her. So I tried to get all the pictures.
Yeah. Shit, I was actually part of some of that shit too, because I was in that photography class, man. So we was taking some of them, we took some of them pictures, man.
Oh, okay.
Shit, we actually got a picture. I got like two pictures in there when I'm in the photography class, but it ain't like they don't have me noted as I'm in it. Me and like Michelle. Yeah, man. That's dope, man. But I do wish I could make it, man. I haven't made it to none of the class reunions, man.
So. We did the 20. I think it was me, Shane, and O-Dog went to the, and somebody else. We did the 20. But if we didn't go to all the event stuff, we went to like the little after party thing.
Mm-hmm. Man, I remember I ran into old dog, man. I was like at one of the flea markets down there, just randomly ran into him and shit. I'm like, damn, I done ran into this dude.
Yeah, old dog still be acting a fool. I think he said he got to work Friday. I don't think he's gonna be there.
Man, I wish I could pop up, man. I wish I could pull up, man, but I can't even fade it, man. Up. So what's been going on, man?
Shit, busy, man. I've been a job, like stuff going on with the job. I had to go into a little higher role. Then I got Tuesday, I'm bowling. Wednesday, softball. Thursday, basketball. So I've been keeping myself busy as shit. And just knows a lot of icing going on over here. Keep my ass going.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, man.
But, it's been cool though. We suck in softball. Like I ain't played any kind of baseball like 20 years. So we got better toward the end, I think the end of the season, but them fools be coming out there with jerseys and names and shit. I said we playing some real teams out here, bro.
Yeah.
Boys ain't no joke. So we had a good time even though it was getting our ass whooped.
So you just keeping busy and shit, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Just keep doing stuff. Me and my wife got some plans probably coming up soon. Just random shit, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I'm pulling up soon, man. I mean, I got to get some shit together. But when I pull up, I'm gonna pull up a little more frequently, man.
You got a lot of family down here, but you can always do like.
Oh no, but see, but I.
Shane was saying at the crib whenever he come down.
Yeah, nah, when I do get my stuff back in order, man. I got some things going on, man. I told you some side shit. Mm-hmm. If we was chatting, but I got some shit going on, but. When I do get situated, I am gonna start coming down there frequently, hanging out with some of the fellas and shit. Cause I do be wanting to come down there and hang out, but you got the whole family and shit. It's kind of hard to spin off a certain way, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. That shit ain't easy. But all I can tell you with every other
But you don't want to see that post. You don't want to see that post on Facebook. Like, oh, because we at that time now where that shit just like, whoa, yo. Hey. You
don't want to see that post on Facebook. Well, we got, like I tell everybody, we got guest rooms. So you can always, if you come down this way, get your downtown or whatever, get down, have some fun out there.
Oh, no, I'm
coming. Greenville's starting to get crazy, man. That's like a crazy amount of shit to do here. I started really looking. I'm like, damn, we trying to be like a little mini city out here for real.
Greenville popping like that now?
They got a little, they concert stops now. We got a play shit.
I mean, Greenville was kind of moving when I was down that way, too, though. It's kind
of. It's crazy, man. They building up some of my stuff out here.
Hey, what's up, Grip? Grip Road. What's up, Grip?
No, don't talk to Grip. Grip ass took his ass. This mother went to the 49er game, and they want to hit. Hey, man, I know Grip don't holler at me much, but you know I'm a 49er fan, nigga. I need a text. Like, hey, man, we got tickets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he didn't even give you the damn. Hey, Grip,
man, Grip was there when I saw him on live. He was on live in San Francisco. I was like, this motherfucker.
Damn, Grip. That's how you rolling, man?
Yeah, that's how he rolling. Grip doing good. Grip.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. And your boy's rolling, man. So what you y'all still could have pulled that off.
Yeah. I'm not as I can't. I did live when I saw the beginning of the season that we didn't have our kicker Gold. I don't know what happened with the contract with Gold, but I know that dude was automatic. And when they let go of his ass, and here we go with this.
Hey, why did they let him go?
I have no clue.
Is he hurt? Because wasn't he kind of like automatic, right?
Dude, he was just like his name, dude. He was going.
I remember you was talking about him like last season. You like, yeah, we got so what happened? Was he missing extra points or some shit?
That dude wasn't missing anything. That's what I'm saying. I don't know why we really got this rookie kicker. I do not, this moody motherfucker. I don't know who he is, but I know he lost that game last time.
Yeah, man.
But we gotta get through them rough games, boy. Purdy did what he could, but he did get him in field goal range.
Yeah. I mean, y'all was in it, man. They like y'all got y'all ass handed to you or something.
I didn't know Western State defense was like that. Them boys got a defense. That's why I hate about media coverage, man. They talk all about it. First it was the Cowboys, now it's our defense.
Yeah, but media coverage, you know the media, they don't really know what's going on with a specific team unless it's the local motherfuckers that know what's really going on. The media, you know, they'll say some general ass shit because they don't really know. Yeah, you gotta watch out for such and such. Dude, come on, man. Like
then you come to find out at our game that Cleveland like got a damn record on their defense, like for the first six games or something. I'm like, oh, so this, they got like a historical defensive record. I didn't even know about it. I was like, goddamn, I didn't even know their defense was that legit.
Yeah.
Damn, they're getting on Purdy. I'm like, well, Purdy playing a damn amazing ass defense without McCaffrey and without old boy.
McCaffrey finally hopefully he playing this week, man. He didn't finally
get ready. Gonna be playing,
and I'm kicking ass in fantasy, man.
Look at you, you got like
my team is a fucking problem right now. I ain't even scoping off the waiver wire, man. My team just kicking ass right now.
Did you see the win? I know whoever I played is pissed off, dog. Did you see that win I got?
Nah, what you get?
Hey, it was 92-91.52.
Hey, that's happened to me. that's happened to me. Adam beat me last year like that, man. He beat me last year, like off some like Adam Gorm. He beat me off of some bullshit, man. I was like, damn.
And what I think I was only up like 8 points, and he had two people playing the following night.
You thought you was losing. Yeah, you thought you was losing. That's how I be looking at the shit, yo. Do you rather start off fast or you rather start off like how you?
I want the big lead.
I want the lead. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah. I don't like the, even if I, because sometimes that shit don't pan out right. You know what I'm saying? You fucking around and they get the going and then that shit don't pan out right. The next thing you know, you can't catch up.
Plug on their team. I'd be like, man, I hope they receiving don't get shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I'd be. Thing about fantasy though, man, is you get to it do make you get to know some of the players and shit. So you get to know who's some shit, who not some shit.
That's what's ironic to be on here because I'm getting the dude I'm playing got Jacksonville defense and this damn Saints got them with 12 damn points. They can't get in the end zone.
So the Saints got?
Well, Jack, he got the team I play. Got Jacksonville defense. And they've been whooping the Saints ass all day.
Ain't the Saints 3-3?
Yeah, they 3-3.
This is when motherfucking teams start. This is when you know whether or not the team's real or not, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. It takes about week 5, week 6, somewhere in there.
Shit, it's 24. Yeah, Jacksonville actually been playing pretty good this year, man. And the Saints, they kind of up and down.
Is it still 24-9 or something?
I see 24-16. They say Taysom Hill. So just score. Okay, yeah, Taysom Hill just scores. See, Taysom Hill is one of the motherfuckers you can get. I mean, he one of them emergency, you know, he emergency tight end, man. Fuck around and get him. Because sometimes he had that motherfucker put up like 30 points, man. Sometimes he'll put some shit up. And then he might have like a stink, you know, a couple of stinkers in a row. Yeah. But if you need him like an emergency, like he good to have. I mean, if you need him.
Getting that damn end zone. I saw Kamara jump in the air and they stood that fool up. And I had that running back before Kamara, but this is his first game back since like week 2.
Oh, the Lakers playing the Suns?
Yeah, that's what I got on. I'm watching a little preseason. I think the season starts Tuesday.
I know. Damn.
We'll see how that goes.
All right, man. Let me hit this first topic. Damn, I forgot to put my I mean, you said you seen this shit, but I ain't really talk about it at all. I just
oh that shit. I didn't see that.
Weeks ago, out with my friends. This nigga been texting me for weeks, talking to himself. Why I didn't block him, bitch? I don't know. But today I was bored and I had time, so he texted me like, "Can we meet for drinks?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
I'm just giving you a heads up, man. We got like a backload of this type of shit. I mean, he got a couple of them. So we got backloaded this shit. I mean, you got some shit you want to talk about? Just send it to me.
Cool.
But there's a bunch of this type of shit. But because we overloaded.
Meet me here.
Shit, I actually got shit for next week. like I got like a backload of shit for next week too. So it's like, I mean, I'm good. Like whatever.
So that's easy to do.
They got the best fucking oysters in Atlanta, like hands down. So I'm like, yes, I can get some cunty.
You eat oysters, man?
It's so good.
Nah. I don't eat them either, man.
Damn.
Yo. I actually recorded myself fucking on me down for the moment.
Y'all
want
to
damn.
Fuck? He was looking at me crazy. I didn't give a fuck.
Can you just imagine going on a date and the whole time she's just filming herself eat?
Yeah, it's weird as hell.
Yeah. She's so.
I'm like, baby, you invited me out. I'm going to eat. And I was coming anyway. But I ain't going to lie. Now I want to do all that. But I did do all that. That was so good. I was not expecting it to be that good.
Oh my God.
It was just so good. Like, I had to. It was so good. So after that, I'm like, baby, what's next? What I'm about to eat?
The fuck she mean? What she about to eat?
Dude, I don't even understand chicks like this. Like even listening to her, like why does this? She think
you this shit would annoy you, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't even made it this far. Like I'd be like, I mean, I'm with him. Like you sitting at a table filming yourself eat. I mean,
honestly, most chicks are embarrassed to eat like that. Like she.
Yeah. So that's the first issue. And I'm like, damn, are you even going to say anything to my ass? Like, what the fuck is going on there?
Yeah, so. She just was, yeah. So this happens to fellas a lot, actually, you know what I'm saying? And it's a gamble. Like she basically said, she had him on standby.
She said that nigga was talking to himself.
Yeah, so she had him on standby, and she just said, "Shit, I'm gonna get me a motherfucking because I don't even know how much. I'm not even sure how much these oysters cost."
She said it was a special on that day, and it was like $15 for a dozen.
Okay, so that's 60. So yeah, she already so she had a cool 60, I don't know if it's automatic gratuity. You know what I'm saying? So she had a good 60, 70 right now. Nah, yo. And then after she ate all this, you that ate, so you probably had a good 30. A dude can get by with $15. I mean, shit, we don't even, you know what I'm saying? Like we can get by on some minimal shit.
Well, she said the dude was meeting up with her for drinks, so he might only had a damn drink. He might not even been eating all that shit.
Oh, and then she had the margarita, and that shit probably like a $10. So yeah, she already pushing up, but then she's saying, I'm ready to eat. Fuck you mean you ready to eat?
Bitch, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm out, yo. Fuck that. Somebody one of the motherfuckers, let me see, where is shit at? Nah, that ain't it. Nah, it was a joke. So is this the one where the dude bounced on this joint, didn't he? The dude bounced. This is it. So the dude bounced. Smart motherfucker. Hey, straight up. Let me let this play a little bit more, but
what are you about to eat? You already ate half the fucking ocean. Who's paying for this? Is he paying for this? If this is truly $60, then don't bother me as much. But then you're done. You're finished. You're finito.
Hey, that gotta be Rock, man. 24-24 tie ball game. That gotta be Rock. Come on, Rock, man. Jump in, man. That's gotta be Rock.
You already showed your true colors. Keep your ass on the outside.
Yeah, now he tried to show up. He was gonna try to escape because they was losing.
Yeah,
and then they ass handed to him because you said 9, right? You said 26-9, right?
Yeah, it was 24-9 earlier.
Come on, Rock, man. Jump on in, man. Got a couple of these bullshit topics, man.
Some people wouldn't want to pay for this if you order this much. Like, I don't care if you ask me or I asked you. Like, you're not going to order the whole menu.
What's next? What I'm about to eat? These potatoes. They were so good. And the crab cake. Everything was so good. 10-10, baby. Why the fuck this bitch ass nigga say he going to the bathroom and never come back? The fuck? I'm like, hold the fuck on. It's been like 10, 20, 30 minutes, bitch. Where the fuck this nigga at? Had to end up grabbing a towel, bitch. Nigga left me with his little one.
You cannot get on because of
bitch. I'm so glad, bitch, keep me some money, cause what? That was crazy to me. Bitch,
crazy.
And I said, bitch, you run out on the tap. He's talking about, I'm gonna offer you a drink. The fuck are you talking about, bitch?
What did you expect? Though he could have at least.
And I said, bitch, you run out on the tap. He's talking about, I'm gonna offer you a drink. The fuck are you talking about, bitch?
Yo,
response was whack, dog.
Hey, yo, this motherfucker, I wouldn't even respond. I would just wrote, hey, this motherfucker had crab cake, so her shit, oh, man. And she probably, hey, I want to see what she looked like.
They showed a picture of her, and she got all the makeup on and the fake, the wig and all that bullshit. I mean, she actually looked like she in shape.
I ain't getting no poom-poom, I'm out.
Yeah, but yeah.
I mean, you gotta, hey, you gotta, a Rock, you gotta actually ask. That's what I'm just like, yo.
Yeah, I'm passing that up. First of all, her breath smell like oysters. I'm good.
Did she eat that shit like hot sauce? She got hot sauce on it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm good on that.
I never actually tried oysters, man. I came close to it, but I never actually.
You just gotta be able to take how they feel in your mouth if you want to say it that way.
It's a little weird to me, so I don't know.
But you gotta add all the flavor to them. I know they keep talking about some oysters good. You saw that she had to put all that hot sauce and everything.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be. Yeah, if you gotta do all that, it shouldn't be. It's definitely not what you probably think it is, man.
Chicks that sound like her, it just takes me to the ratchet mindset, dog.
She got the ratchetness.
I don't care what you look like, man. I'm good. As soon as you start talking, I'd have been good.
I've gotten out of a lot of shit because you can see when chicks ain't fucking. I mean, as a dude, you can kind of see it to a degree where they might not be fucking with you. I'm talking like off the break. You can see, like, she always talking about don't like let me come chill over there or something. You know what I'm saying? You can tell when they were like, can you go get me something to eat? Nah, yo, I'm out.
If you a dude with common sense, she ain't been texting you at all. Then she like, okay, we can meet up for drinks, and then you just start ordering shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Hey, so what you think? What you think is a first date for a first date? What you think is like a reasonable amount to spend on the first date? Because this been like a
that's
discussion.
The thing, man. If I'm with a legit date, I wouldn't honestly care. I ain't about to go crazy, but I mean, I wouldn't really care about what I'm spending if I'm enjoying the time.
What is this?
I had a chick recording herself eat. Yeah. I ain't about to pay for nothing. I'm gonna pay for my damn drink. I'm gonna be the one to go to the bathroom, throw the weight of the car, get my shit. I'm actually more confrontational than that. I'm probably just gonna go back to the table and be like, yo, I'm about to pay for my drink. I'm gonna let you sit here and keep eating. I'm gonna roll. So yeah. I just know how I am.
Hey, my man got the fuck up out of there though. This next topic is the cheesecake joint, which is kind of.
Oh God, have you seen the second video of that?
Nah, I ain't.
Yeah, they had a video where a dude interviewed both of them.
Let me just get the door for you.
Okay.
He got me at the Cheesecake Factory, y'all. I ain't getting out this car.
What's wrong with Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
Would you want me to just open the door for you?
Look at.
You're recording me?
Yeah. This is the Cheesecake Factory. This is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
You want to talk about it? I'm fine with talking about it, even in front of them.
Oh, yeah, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on, get up on in the car. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
I'm out.
For her to be like, to take a person like this to Cheesecake Factory is crazy.
She ain't worth it.
It's the first date. And not only that, cheesecake is fire. Anyone that say they don't want to go Cheesecake Factory is tripping.
I think that's a good ass thing.
It's huge. The food, look, it's fire. You're tripping. You could take me. Look. Fuck that. You could take me to Cheesecake Factory. You could take me.
I'm a suspect.
Okay.
So, yes. Let's talk about it.
So you expect a man to go all out on the first day. Is that right?
I mean, you're supposed to. When you take out a beautiful woman and you're courting her, because I get courted. So you're courting her, right? You're supposed to take care of her. You're supposed to cover her. You're supposed to protect her, cherish her, treat her well, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I agree. I went into this date as I expect, with the expectations for myself, to keep you safe, you know, to respect you, to pay for your food, of course, pick you up, of course, and...
She don't fuck with this dude.
Nah.
She'll fuck with him. This is an opportunity. Yeah, this is an opportunity. I'm out. Like when she didn't get out the car, this is the end of the date for me. I'm done. Fuck that. Like it's the end of the date. Like I don't even like the arrogance, yo. She got like a high arrogance. She's cute, but she ain't like she making it sound like she just like. Like she fucking Miss America or some shit like that. Even if she was, I mean, like she making it sound like she this that. She cute. She ain't ugly.
Yeah, she just ain't good on her.
Yeah, she just not like she's overvaluing herself. You know what I'm saying? But Cheesecake Factory is a fucking. I mean, if you take somebody to Cheesecake Factory on the first date, that's actually a pretty decent date. I mean, like a place to take them. I ain't saying it's like this that and that, but it's better than Applebee's. That shit better than like a. You know what I'm saying? Like it's better than those type of restaurants. Like I think it's a level up from like an Applebee's. Applebee's is a good motherfucking day, to be honest with you.
Hold on, well, I just don't know all this expectation on the first date, man. Like,
I'm talking to her. Cheesecake Friday, she complained. I'm leaving her at the place alone. She ain't getting out the car, right?
Nah, that motherfucker didn't get out of the car.
She ain't getting out the car. Matter of fact, you take her home, she probably ain't getting out the car either. What you gonna do, man?
Oh, she getting out the damn car.
And she just got herself up here. She's up here and you down here. Like she got this dude because she probably thinks she could just take advantage of him. I mean, he like fuck it.
I don't know if you saw this whole video, but even before the date, the motherfucker waited for an hour outside.
Yeah, he said I heard him say, yeah, he waited for her, so she took forever to get ready, which is a typical.
So we would have never made it this far. Like I'd be damned if I'm waiting an hour for somebody. Yeah, you know, lost your damn mind. You didn't even invite me up. Like, I better be able to be in your apartment for a damn hour. Fuck, I look like sitting in my damn car.
Yeah, let me see you put your shit on or something. Goddamn, give me something, shit, you know?
Yeah, you got me waiting a damn hour. You done lost your damn mind.
Nope. Yeah, man. I just think she feels herself a little too much, and she just like, I mean, Cheesecake Factory. Now you take a bit. I mean, but you take bits to McDonald's or something like that. You taking Burger King, some shit like that. Then I can understand. You take them to a buffet. Take them to what's the buffet joint? Golden Corral or some shit. Yeah, you fuck around. I can see her not getting out of the car for Golden Corral or some shit like that.
Now the hood chick will probably get out.
A hood chick will probably get out. Hey. She probably could get out. But I can see you taking your first date to Golden Corral or some shit like that.
Well, another thing my man said was he actually had another restaurant that he wanted him to go to, but since she was an hour late, they weren't able to go.
They missed the reservation. But again, I don't like that. Like this right here, this is right. I mean, shit like this is actually a good thing because you see the problems that you're going to have going with her. You already see, all right, this is how this going to work.
Oh yeah, I mean, I would have took her to the crib. Like it would have been as soon as that phone came out and she saw that and she locked the door and went get out the house.
She got in the car. It's a wrap with me. I'm done. Yeah, fuck that. I'm done.
I went and your ass, and you can't even get out the car. And I'm trying to. I had to wait an hour, and then I'm about to pay for you some food. No.
It's a wrap. I'm done after that. She ain't get out the car. Cool.
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry about me no more. Lose my number.
Yeah, basically, I lost yours.
Yeah, I've lost. I mean, I got enough respect to take you home, but hey, fuck that.
And that's about it.
And check this is another funny joke too, man. You heard it? You seen the Santa Shop shit? I ran across this shit the other day.
Oh, yeah. I did see
this shit.
I told you, it's one of my favorite podcasts. Him and Ocho Cinco are funny.
See, like going to the bathroom with in front of a woman. I don't do that. I don't pass gas. No, hell no.
That's the number one. Let me tell you what my grandma told me now. Baby, the minute she can use the bathroom and leave the door open, that's the one.
She can't do that.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, that ain't the one.
Right here, I knew she was the one. When she fought in front of me.
I broke up with a girl for doing that.
Man, stop playing. You left a girl for that?
I swear for God and two white men I did.
Oh, boy, you a tough crowd, boy.
No, Ocho, we're in the bedroom. The bathroom right there. Five steps. You mean to tell me you got no, I don't do that, Ocho. I can't do that. No, you can't do that in the
front. She gotta get up and go out the room.
Go, bro, don't do that. That's disrespectful, man. Stop playing.
Oh, you tripping. Baby, let that shit out. I graded too. When she let one out, okay, that was about a four right there. That was about a four. That was a good one. Wait, so when she used the bathroom, she gotta close the door too?
She goes to a different area of the house. Don't nobody go to the bathroom. If we're both home, nobody goes to the bathroom in the master bathroom. Nobody.
What? Mm-mm. Oh, man, come on, you tripping, man? You got to.
Ocho.
Well, you running the longest prison time, now.
I would drive back to Fox, or I would go to the guest house, or I would send her to the store. I was like, you know what? I need something from Whole Foods. I need something from Target. Yeah, she's like, oh, okay, I'll go get it. And that was my opportunity.
To use the bathroom?
Yep.
We got to get you therapy, baby.
Got to get him therapy. Fuck
that. I'm kind of picky on that stuff, but I'm definitely not on the level of Shannon Sharp. I ain't never liked no chick like farting and all that in front of me. I'm good on that shit. I don't know why that would be cool.
I mean, even now or
even now, my wife would go I don't have an issue with her going to the bathroom, like, you know, going to pee real quick and the door open. I don't have an issue with that type of stuff. If you go into the bathroom, of course, close the damn door and go to the real bathroom. Like, if you go into the bathroom, like, we got enough bathrooms in here where that should be fine. Yeah. But would I be purposely trying to go to the bathroom so my woman could see me? Nah, I'm good on that.
Right. I mean, we
got the open shower where if I'm showering, she's showering. That stuff is cool. We don't have issues with that. I just don't see what I don't see no attraction in it. Let's put it like
I get it, but see, I think with time I'm gonna say initially you don't want to see that shit beginning. For me, I wouldn't want to see it at the beginning. And most women won't fart in front of you. Most women. I ain't saying all of them. Some of them don't give a fuck. But yeah, most women, I'm saying most women don't give a fuck about farting and shit in front of you.
Yeah, no,
I think initially, most women are hold they shit, stomach hurting because they ain't trying to fart in front of you. But
no, I want you to go to the bathroom. You ain't even got to tell me. Just say you go to the bathroom. I'm fine on that. I don't know about this going to the other part of the house. Shit.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I think that's the stream. I'm just saying, I can see that bit. I can see, say for instance, you meet a girl. You take her on a date. You take her to Cheesecake Factory. You know what I'm saying? You come, mm-hmm. They come back to your crib and, and she says she got powder her nose. She got powder her nose. I'm gonna tell you some funny shit. I do ride shit driving and shit. So I picked up this lady the other day. I mean, it's kind of sideways. So I picked her up the other day, right? And I thought she was joking. She said, "Do I got any powder on my nose?" I'm already thinking off the break. I'm already thinking, this motherfucker doing coke. I'm tripping. I think I'm tripping. I'm just like, all right. She said, "Do I got any powder on my nose?" And I look and I'm like, "Nah, you don't." But I'm thinking in my head, like, this motherfucker do coke. And she was like, "Yeah, I don't want them to think I don't want the parents or the kids to think that I'm doing coke."
I'm doing bump.
yeah. She's like, "I don't want them to think I'm doing coke."
But are you doing?
And then coke? I'm sitting here like, "Oh shit!" And then I say,
"That means you doing."
I said, "Hold up, yo, you do coke?"
Yeah,
I do drugs. I was like, oh, shit. So she about to go to somebody's house and teach their kids how to play on the violin and shit. But it's just funny because I'm just like, I asked, so I was like, yeah, because that's what I immediately thought. And she actually was serious. I said, "You serious? You do coke?" She was like, "Yep." And she was actually looking for her shit. Because she
there's
actually
little was thing. There's little yeah. things that turn me off, though. Like, even if I'm with a female, the words they use, like if a girl tell me, "Oh, I gotta go take a shit," or so I'd be like,
"Oh yeah. You can't. That's what I'm saying. You can't. You got to be in love with a motherfucker. Because honestly, you in love with him, you can put up with a different. You can put up with different shit
when
you.
Well, it takes it away from. But that's. I guess that goes into the masculine feminine thing.
Yeah.
Like a female that's a little more masculine gonna talk to you straight up like it's your home.
Yeah, I got shit, homie. I got shit.
I'm good on that. Yeah.
I got shit.
My girl would say, "I got to go to the bathroom." Or we
you
might
know what I'm saying? I got shit right now. I got shit right now. Give me.
Yeah. Different. I need there to be a difference in me talking to my homeboy and me talking to my girl. Like, it can't be the same thing to me. That's weird.
It's weird. But eventually, you do get to a point to where it happens. But yeah, you know, I mean, it's like even the female monthly thing. You kind of don't want to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you don't want to, you know.
Well, from what I see with females, sometimes that I don't know if that makes them feel a certain way, icky or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I never been the one that want to mess with you at that time. I'm good on that.
Would you go to the store?
I'll go get the stuff. I've done.
I've done it a couple of times, but I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a fucked up feeling. I don't give a fuck how many times I did it. I mean, I got a daughter.
You're walking with it.
I got a daughter too. You never get comfortable with that shit. It's just, you just do it. It is what it is. You don't want to get called out for it. Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
You don't want no recognition for it. You're just doing it.
Nowadays, you just got to do that Amazon stuff. Just order it. Tell them,
Bring it to your door. Hey, game fucking changer right now. Yeah, Amazon, the game changer, because you can just order that shit.
Go ahead and let them know. Hey, you stocked up. Do you need me to get on the website, get you an order? I'll drop that shit at the door. Make sure that, and then you're getting the right stuff, because I know I'll go in there and grab some. I'm over here trying to read boxes and stuff.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm going to tell you what's another embarrassing joke. I see dudes because it's embarrassing to dudes. Even though we supposed to have it, motherfuckers buying condoms be embarrassed like shit.
Oh, you said buying condoms?
Yeah, people buying condos, they getting burned.
For confidence, because I thought I was done.
No, I see people. No, I see people with burns for that shit. Cause they be like, let me get the 3 bags of yo.
I'll be the one that had the mug in a box. Bye.
Yeah, hey, let me get the three bag of Magnum. What you say, sir? We say you want the 3-pack of Magnums? And you know the motherfucker that you asking to go always repeat.
That's what I'm talking about. There's different size coats. I don't know what the hell he talking about. He just better hope that his team losing right now, so I know that.
What score?
31-24, minute 55 left.
Oh yeah, I had that shit up. I actually had it on the Laker game.
Yeah, I got that. I just went to like the little CBS thing to see the play by play. I ain't got Prime on. I got the NBA TV on.
All right, Rock, you about to be out of football talk. 3-4, you out of football talk.
Oh, for real? Anybody below 500? No.
I know, because we fuck around and don't play these Giants, right?
I guess Kotex must be some type of tampon. I guess.
Yeah, it is. I thought you were talking about Rock, who was, man. This. Hey, Rock, you can't join live, man. What you doing, man?
I mean, like, we over here watching games.
Like, dude, you can watch the game. What are you doing, man? Like, come on, man.
Yeah, like, he over there was laying by the screen or something, man. Doing some kind of ritual.
You a Jets fan anyway, dude.
Jets fan, man.
Hey, here go another. This is just a scenario. This is another scenario, man. So a guy couldn't afford to get his ex-girlfriend car fixed. So she asked her ex-boyfriend, and he helped her. So my homegirl needed $1,500 to get her car fixed. She asked her man. He didn't have it. So she got the money from her ex-boyfriend. Now the ex-boyfriend want to break up. Was she wrong?
So, I mean, sometimes we can reverse the question. Was she right, motherfucker? Like, what are we talking about right now? What kind of relationship you got with an ex where he throwing you $1,500? I mean, we can.
She's definitely wrong. She's definitely wrong.
Hell yeah.
And if he's giving her $1,500, he's been fucking her, right?
Yeah. Right? Without a question.
Right. He's definitely been fucking her. And honestly, no dude shouldn't be wanting to give somebody. I mean, no dude. I don't give a fuck. No dude shouldn't be wanting to give no chick 15. I don't give a fuck. There's no dude should be wanting to give a chick that he not with $1,500. That's a lot of money. Jay-Z said, "Hey, Jay-Z wouldn't even give his cousin $4,800." No, so yeah. that tells you, like, come on, $1,500 for regular.
There's a principle to it too, man, because it's almost like she testing the dude because. Like if the dude don't say nothing, it's like, oh well, I guess I can openly be hollering at my damn ex. Like, but I wouldn't holler at a female with that mindset. Like, if you felt like you could go to your ex to get some damn money, then
I'm out. And honestly, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out. That.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why there's a rise in simps and beta males, dog, because of shit like this.
Like, I'm out.
This shouldn't be normal right here.
Yeah. $1,500 is nah. I don't give a fuck. X, nah. Ain't no. It's no. Now, if you got kids by a woman and her rent, she short on rent or something like that. You trying to make sure she don't get kicked out because your kids or some shit like that. All right, that could be someone.
It still needs to be a conversation.
But if it's constantly happening, that's not your scenario, man. Like that's some shit you shouldn't be in. But $1,500, a lot of money. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm sorry. She's still sucking his junk.
Yeah. That's some kind of
thing. Hey, Ross said she's still.
She's still puffing off that. Oh, rocking them. They on, what is it, second and goal?
Oh, they there?
They might be in an overtime game over here.
Well, that's the coach decided to go for two.
Third and six. How'd he get a third and six?
Fourth
and six. Hey, this shit moving fast. God.
Fourth and goal.
It's like fourth and six without.
Fourth and goal.
Yeah, they're about to lose. They better get old Taysom Hill, whatever the boy name is. He better be coming in.
But yeah, man, that's a messed up situation to be in, man. If you got you know, perfect.
These people that ain't supposed to be in no damn relationship. That's all that is. That's a single person.
I mean, you'd be surprised how these women are, though, man. Cheesecake Factory. All right, here go another.
Pull this up. Oh, game over. I like it. Jacksonville ball with 20 seconds.
Damn, Rock.
Yeah, that shit's a wrap.
That's my. Searching for a new Mitsubishi? The search is over at Oarsman Mitsubishi Marlow Heights. Right now you can lease a 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander for $411 per month. Our lease a 2024 Mitsubishi.
At some point he got to go.
You grown and you gotta go somewhere. I told him, you understand, you ain't going no damn way. You go when you get ready.
Man, I just feel at some point you need to make your own way. That's what I, you know, I be wanna walk through the house naked sometime and there you go, you know, so, I mean, what, you know?
No, if anything, you can go, not him. How about that?
My bills in here, you gonna tell me where I need to go.
The thing is, like, why do I gotta leave my mama house?
Man, you damn near 40 years old. Damn near it's time to go. I mean, at what point?
I'm 29 now.
Boy, that's pretty good. 10 years away.
But you know what? When I met you, you was living with your mama.
Man, please. I was hanging out. Come on, man.
You was living with your mama.
I was 22 years old.
Now you gonna tell me because he's 29.
What's your plans for this man?
Nigga, I don't even understand the mindset of, first of all, that the son is a whole bitch down here, dog. Like, what is your life? Leave my mama house. He 29, dog?
Hey, it's funny, but it's this shit real, man.
But I mean, that's the, hey, this is what I always go to. The guy that's in that house, he made the decision to be with that crazy ass woman. Cause I'd be like, yo, fuck that. I'd be like, she talking about it's her house. That man paying bills is, and it's her house. Well, nah, nigga, if I'm paying bills, it's in your name.
Our house.
Yeah. Get the hell up out of here. This mother talking about, so he can't even take the damn trash out, nigga. We debating on how much trash you put in there. Bitch, you ain't even paying nothing. What the hell is going on, dog? Yeah, I'd be out. That'd be a breakup. That's as much of a breakup as them goddamn $15 oysters, as that damn Cheesecake Factory. I'm breaking up just as quick with this bitch. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm out. And it's women that defend their kids like that, man.
And he said he ain't got to pay shit. I want him to save his money. He ain't saving shit.
He ain't saving a goddamn thing. This my mama house. Nigga, please, man. You don't get your old ass. You better quit talking about that deep voice like you a kid.
I'm 29.
I ain't 40. I'm 29. Nigga, you grown. You damn near 30. Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, with the birds, little bitch.
I'm 29. That debate would have been over. I'd be like, yeah, I'm out. I'm gonna go ahead and start making my move to get out of here. I'll be go. Damn. You got videos coming on pissing me off, though.
Yeah, no, it's a couple of them jokes, man.
Hold on, we should take a moment of silence to make sure Rock good. You know, team took a L.
You know what? Anybody needs to take a moment of silence. It's y'all, motherfuckers.
Who?
Y'all.
Who is y'all? Nigga, what? let me check, because maybe I'm in the twilight zone. Let me just verify.
Who was it that beat y'all?
Huh?
Who was it that beat y'all?
Debo Samuel and CMC getting injured. That's who beat us.
Whoa. We talking injuries now? Yeah. We're saying injuries is?
Injuries. And a rookie field goal kicker that can't make a winning field goal.
Well, I feel you on the rookie field goal kicker because I got that too.
But even with that one loss, if I look at my record, I just see that one loss.
Listen.
I think you got hope.
And I call for 12-5 season. So we're about to go on this run. I'm going to be Don.
Y'all like
going. I'll be like Don. We're going on a run.
Don, that man got 4 losses and he called a 5 loss season. That shit ain't happening.
Horrible, man. Tight end, wide open in the end zone. I'm talking wide open in the end zone.
Hey, and how is Derek Carr to Jim, man? Is he some shit?
Derek Carr is trash.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention.
I saw him checking people. I don't know if they communication on, but I saw him getting on a lot of people on the sideline.
He is straight trash.
He not working.
Let me turn this thing down. Hold on.
3-4. Damn. Hey, what is Jets' record? Are they 3-3?
I think so.
Are both his teams about to go below 500? He's gonna be subterranean. Let me pull up the Jets' record. Yeah, that shit came out right. The Jets record. Let me Jets 3-3-2. All right.
I wasn't happy with the signing of Derek Carr from the very beginning. This is a young man, been in the league 9 years. That doesn't mean anything. He's gone to the playoff once. That means a whole lot to me. Dude is not a winner. When he played the Saints did not allow that man to get past the 50-yard line. So now you go out and you get this guy. You sign this motherfucker to a $150 million contract for a guy who couldn't get past the 50-yard line. He showed you who he was when he played you. Yet you signed this man to $150 million, where I'm not saying Jameis is the answer. Somebody else is the answer. Anybody but Derek Carr is the fucking answer because this guy is trash. Trash with a capital T-R-A-S-H, trash.
Why y'all not playing Jameis? I mean, he got comfortable. Jameis that got comfortable now, though.
Coach don't like Jameis.
Yeah, but Jameis that got comfortable. He ain't even trying to play. Hey, Jameis ain't even trying to play right now. Like that's
what kind of misery of fans, boy. It's so funny. This boy, he already vented about how bad Carr is, and you brought in Jameis Winston.
I like Jameis, man. I don't know if he want to play no more, man. I don't even know why he resigned with him.
I'm gonna
tell you now, the third string quarterback that just got suspended for PEDs for 6 games. Jake Haener. I'd rather see Jake in the game because Jake moves the pocket, gets out of the pocket. He reminds me of like Tyler Head, whatever his name is. Mobile.
Oh, shit. Hey, both y'all, hold on. We're doing what we call a realignment in the NFL. My team is still where they need to be. But I'm noticing both of y'all, well, you know, Rock got 2 teams. So y'all 3 teams are all 3-3. One of his teams is 3-4. So all y'all are about to not be able to talk football because y'all might be going below 500. this week.
It's a chance, but I think we're gonna get the 4-3, man. I think we're getting the 4-3.
I hope you do. I hope you do, because I love talking football with you. But hey,
but we below 5, we can't talk. Below 5, we gotta shut up.
I hope you guys continue to lose. Because we've seen that. I hope you continue.
Who continue to lose?
I hope you continue to lose.
Stop it.
Somebody told you about CMC. We all said something about CMC, and you talking about you wishing.
We don't hold up. We don't even know if CMC ain't even playing next game. He might be playing.
I need him to play.
That fool wanted to play because he
can't. I need him in
always
fantasy.
Got my players balling.
He's kicking ass in fantasy. I like him in fantasy.
All right, go ahead. Show me some sexy red or whoever this bitch is.
Oh, God. What is going on here, man?
Take it off. Hey, I don't do the sexy red bashing, man. I defend sexy red, man.
Why? Like you wouldn't even defend Shaquille O'Neal. You defend him.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's checked by experts. Every dial, crown, and bezel.
What are your cheating skills 1 through 10?
I'm elite.
Right.
I broke the scale.
Right. Can you give the women out there good ways to cheat if you don't mind looking at them?
Yes. Delete everything out your phone. Tell that nigga, all right, I'm around my man. Don't text me. And if he do, block him. He's not a honey. He trying to get you caught up.
So, are women faithful?
Ain't nobody faithful in the world. Right or wrong?
I believe women are faithful.
You met a faithful bitch?
Yeah. Actually.
You might thought she was faithful, because I used to be playing that role, too.
What's the role?
You just act innocent. Mm-hmm. I know some innocent bitches that be cheating, and I'm the type that could convince you to cheat on your nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if he cheat on you. Come outside with me, girl.
So, cheating, it can be, okay, going on date. Okay, going
on
date.
Yeah, cheating can be anything.
Which one, what cheating are you? Going on date, just texting, hanging out, or fucking?
All of the above.
Oh, damn.
I'll do whatever. It's what I want to do. Like, it's, you had your turn, so now it's my turn, right?
Well, sometimes you can just relax.
You ain't always got to fuck. It ain't about fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas take anything to heart. You can answer the phone for a nigga in front of a nigga. He's gone. She want to kill herself.
So, with both of the baby daddies, is our...
Oh, my God.
Justin White
blessed
me.
What are your cheating skills 1 through 10?
And you think all women cheat?
Not all. I mean, it's not all.
Do women, I hate when people talk in these words.
Women like cheat? Yes. Do men cheat? Yes. Not all. It's not all.
Who cheat? Who cheat more? Men or women? Who you think cheat more?
It's more like who better at it. And that's usually women.
Right. I don't think women better at it though, man. I think the dudes cooperate better. I just think we cooperate better.
These simp ass niggas nowadays, man. Women are
yeah, dumb. But I'm saying a dude cooperates better with women. Because we'll play whatever role we need to play to get what you call it, the yum yum. Get the yum yum. We'll play whatever role we gotta play to get the yum yum. So I'm not sure if they cheat better. I just think they got better cooperation.
I mean, I know I'm not just going to listen to her ratchet ass. Lord have mercy.
Hey, man.
She's talking about she'll talk chicks into cheating. Like, what? Is that something to stand by? Like, that's so stupid. you know, have me listen to some dumbass women in these. I feel like this is the dumbass woman day. I done got the cheesecake lady. I done got this dumbass lady with the guy that lives in a house at 30. Ain't trying to go nowhere, and then I got Sexy Red, who ain't sexy. I mean, what the fuck? Where'd she get that name from, bro?
A booty hole brown.
Shit, she brown, bro. So, I mean, it just blends.
Isn't that girl? That's that girl?
Yeah, that's her booty hole
brown. Okay.
Booty hole brown. Did she say this in a song?
Yeah.
Hey, my Twitter right now is off the hook, man. I've been talking shit about my Twitter. Hey, Rob, we had to fuck. We had to fucked up in the chat. Hey, my Twitter right now is like, yo. And I keep spinning off the different shit. It's like I can't make it better now.
I'm trying to get on Twitter more.
And you know how you spin off the one joke and then you just end up following this joke and following that joke. The next thing you know, I can't even scroll that buff. Like my shit, like a chick seeing my joke, she was like, yo.
What was that? Jada's man talking about her little daughter on Rumble or some shit or whatever that shit was?
Hey, what about Jada, man? They on Jada ass right now, man.
Jada a fucking liar, dog. Did you hear one of those streamers break her down Oh yeah, didn't Rock say he was gonna defend Jada Pinkett?
So yeah. You just heard the sexy bitch, right? The sexy red chick, right?
Yes,
so here's the defense for Jada. Will Smith is the one who first came out with a book talking about how he was cheating, how he was unfaithful, how he out there smashing Hollywood actresses. You don't think that right there made Jada feel some kind of way? You don't think that embarrassed her? You don't think that that scorned her? You know, when a woman's fed up, R. Kelly, you know, we talk about that.
Stop it. Ain't nobody even hear about that shit. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Will Smith's book came out probably about 10 years or so ago where he was saying all of this. So that's what I'm saying. So it's okay for him to be out there fucking around?
Oh God.
You heard sexy bitch. You heard red bitch say, you know, that she gonna tell, you know, oh, he cheated.
We gotta look at the timeline because apparently they haven't been together since 2016. So this is another thing that exponentially aggravates me about this whole shit. Cause she been on this red table bullshit. She been doing all this talking, and them motherfuckers ain't even been together since 2016. So you on this mother talking about, oh, I'm, what's this word, entanglement bullshit? You doing all this crap, but you the whole time y'all even together.
Yeah, you was free.
Y'all was literally.
If you gonna say you was in an entanglement, you might as well say you was.
All she been doing is lying to sell this stupid ass book.
Oh, it's definitely all about sales and stuff.
And then she lying about the Tupac shit. Did you hear the chick that broke down while she talked about she hollered at him when he was at Rikers, and I think he was there for 30 days, and they broke down that time frame on how that couldn't be possible because he literally had an actual. A woman that he proposed to, and they got married right after that, and they were together for like 10 months. But apparently Jada Pinkett was there. She must have snuck in and got a proposal also, and she denied. I mean, dude, she just lying. That bitch is a liar. And she looked weird as hell now. Like, whenever I see her interviews, it's like, I don't know if her face got pushed in or something, but she looked weird now. I don't know if she got Botox going on or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's definitely
she looks a little. She do look a little off.
All I'm saying, though, as fellas, if you embarrass your woman out there and she come out there and embarrass you,
this got to be one. This, you know, this defense you're putting up, this is equal to Don saying Shaq didn't change the game. This is pretty bad.
So it's okay for a man to cheat then.
I'm not nowhere near saying that. I'm just talking about, you can say, oh boy, put something in the book. This chick been streaming and been on shows. And now she calling out Chris Rock. Hey, nobody's safe. She talking about Chris Rock, Tupac, Will Smith. What's the other dude? August Alsina. I mean, goddamn. And everything has to be like on these big ass platforms for the whole world to hear. And this is where I say I don't. We over here talking about an actor and an actress, and their literal jobs is to act. And these motherfuckers acted perfectly because they ain't even been together since 2016. So, like, they was tripping on him, yelling, like, oh, keep my wife's name out your mouth. I'm like, nigga, that ain't your wife. What you talking about? So, I don't know, dog. This shit getting on my nerves. I actually get tired of hearing it.
Yeah, she
this old man. And all she trying to do is sell a fucking book, dog. Sell a damn
book. Yeah, and their show. Like, a lot of that shit is for show in the book.
But yeah, I'm nowhere would I think that Will Smith wouldn't have messed around at some point. I'm not defending him. I'm just like, well, damn, Will Smith ain't been on podcasts and TV shows. And I mean, God damn, Will Smith is a simp. Like, he a definite beta male.
Yeah, because he actually, because she on the tour with this shit. And he actually said that, he actually defended that shit.
She said on the tour. She literally
she on the tour, on the yeah, tour. But he actually got on stage or whatever and defended, you know, what's going on and shit. So he is kind of simp for life.
But that's why I refuse to like when they people speak on people like, oh, I love Will Smith. Nah, nigga, I like
you,
the
you movie. You don't know Will Smith.
You don't know that nigga. You do not know nothing about this motherfucker. If that dude was a homeboy with those type of decisions, he wouldn't be nobody I'd be cool with. I'd be talking shit about him. I'm like, oh, they talking about that simp ass nigga, Will Smith? Yeah, he crazy. What y'all talking about, dog?
They say if you want to be disappointed, meet your heroes.
Yeah.
There you go. And he got a movie called I Am Legend. That movie need to get pulled off of every damn streaming platform there is. You ain't no damn legend. Get the hell out of here, dog. Weird ass nigga. I can't stand Jada. Whenever I hear Jada and Will shit, it get on my nerves.
They been memeing the shit out of her though, yo. She been getting the two.
She deserved
it. They got her in the car. It just like they got her sucking this Joan in the car. Like it just that shit.
Then they got the you talking about the night that he got killed and they got in the back seat.
Yep.
That's fucked up. Hey.
Internet no chill. It's no chill with the internet.
And you know another reason we know they weird. Look at kids, dog. Them kids is weird as fuck. They talk. She talking about. Ooh, I knew that he was gonna move out before he was 14 or 15. Kind of parent of you. What the fuck are you talking about? Well, I mean, she need to be like that mom that don't want the kid to leave even when 29.
Right.
I mean, what the hell? Like, this is some weird shit.
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, well, she said hers. I don't know the names anymore. Is Willow, Will? I don't know their names.
Willow and Jaden.
Jaden. So whichever one of them little motherfuckers is left at 15.
Shit, Jaden don't even make movies no more, man. He don't even fuck around no more.
He shouldn't make no more movies. He wasn't good in the movies. What are we talking about? God damn.
All right, man. Here go the last topic, man.
Damn.
Y'all see
you?
That?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so out of this list, who you think Tyson Fury could take?
Who he could take?
Out of the list, the people that's above him, who you think he could take, right, if he was to fight them in their prime?
I think he, damn.
None of them?
If I had to pick one, it'd be Lennox Lewis. I think... Tyson, I've seen Tyson Fury's chin, and Tyson ain't gonna let him get away from that. Muhammad Ali, too skilled. Joe Frazier,
I know y'all gonna say this blasphemy, but y'all think he's too big for them?
He's big.
Shouldn't it be a super heavyweight? Shouldn't a heavyweight be like divide? Because it's like that shit 200 above 200.
Yeah, 210 or something.
It should be like 230 or something. 225.
He'd be way bigger than Tyson. That's the only reason that makes me think, because he'll be way bigger than Tyson. Isn't Tyson Fury down there like
69? Tyson would eat that body up until he bent over and then uppercut the hell out of him.
The only thing with Tyson Fury, man, he's actually, because I'm
skilled
on boxing, dog. He's a very good.
He's skilled like a motherfucker. Yeah. You got him like he's a bum.
I sleep on him because of the era that he's in. Let's be real. Is there a real true heavyweight out there? Is there a heavyweight like any of these people that you have on the top of that list? There's not a heavyweight out there.
If one of those heavyweights on the top of the list was boxing now, they probably dominate.
Correct.
But I would have to see Tyson Fury against one of them to really get a gauge on, because I agree with what you're saying, because the only thing we can really lean on is the one hitter quitter guy, and Tyson Fury that whooped his ass what two or three times now?
Right, that's what I'm saying. He knocked him three times. He got him three times.
I guess I gotta see who the other boy, the European guy, I can't think of his name.
Anthony Jacobs,
Joshua.
Joshua. Nah,
I want to see him fight him or something. That might be the next thing.
Joshua, a bum, man.
He's gonna beat Joshua, though.
Joshua, a bum, man. He's fucking bum.
You know who I would like Tyson to fight? I would love for Tyson to fight Ruiz.
I like Ruiz. I think Ruiz would take fucking.
You're talking about a real short Mexican guy.
Yeah. He's skilled. I like
the hands.
He got some hands, yo. But his ass don't be. He don't be training. He don't take the shit serious sometimes.
But yeah,
but he got hands.
About heavyweight, like I can't say he just gonna beat him, because if you do get caught in heavyweight, your ass can go down. Right. But I mean, at the same time, I don't think he ain't near Tyson Fury to me, because him and Joshua 1-1, right? Then one beat the other one and they beat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tyson Fury is beyond Joshua.
I'm not mistaken. Joshua had to take him the distance, though. This dude not
so cool.
Joshua took him the distance, yeah.
Joshua took who the distance?
Ruiz.
Oh,
No, he didn't. I don't think he fought Ruiz.
Yeah, he did.
They fought two times.
Joshua Ruiz
knocked him out. He knocked him out, right?
He knocked him.
He knocked him out. You're right. He did.
The second fight.
The second time, he was bullshitting though. The second time, Ruiz was kind of like he's feeling himself. So he a little inconsistent in you know in taking that shit serious.
Yeah, Joshua won on unanimous decision. That was back in 2019.
Right. So like I said, man, there is no true heavyweight.
It's actually a legit question. Yeah,
I'm just saying this. I think he's too big for some of these yeah, guys. I think he's too big. I just think he's too big.
He way bigger than Tyson. He bigger than Frazier.
I mean,
size-wise,
he would give Frazier a little trouble. However, look at you know, well, yeah, now, because
Ali would probably
George Foreman gave Joe Frazier problems. So and he was tall.
Hey, he beat the shit out of Joe Frazier.
Right. So
he knocked his ass.
That's the possibility of the one person that he has is Frazier.
So I just looked up Tyson Fury. So he's 6'9", 269.
Yeah, he big. That's the problem. It's like you got to overcome that size. Like motherfuckers wasn't that big. Like George Foreman was probably like what shit. George Foreman probably was like 230 or some shit. And
George
shit.
Foreman was
6'4". Ali and him was probably like 210, 215 or some shit. Right.
George Foreman was he's 6'4". So I mean Tyson Fury still got him, but as big as Foreman is, Fury 5 inches taller than that motherfucker.
That height would be an issue, but Lewis 6'5".
Reach.
Yeah, Lewis was 6'5", but I was looking at Lewis like recently. I Oliver McCall knocked his ass out.
Mm-hmm.
This ass. He got him back, but he knocked his ass out.
Like, yeah, he knocked him out. Hey,
you remember Oliver?
Really no knockout hitter like that. He could knock out people, but he wasn't Tyson, Foreman. Tyson and Foreman were known for the knockouts. Frazier, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali got some knockouts, but I mean,
I don't know.
I think Tyson Fury might actually. I think these might be some good fights. I'd want to see him.
Yeah, I see him, but it'd be different. Hey, Rock, what was up with Oliver McCall, man? When he fought Lewis that second time, man, wasn't he like crying and shit? What was up with him, crying in the ring,
wouldn't punch, wouldn't throw punches. They blamed it on mental health.
I remember seeing that shit because that's what you used to be home watching boxing. I remember seeing that shit and he just was like fucked up over there. Like he couldn't get his shit together. He was just up in that joint, like he was crying. I was like, damn. He could have been some shit. He could have been something. I mean, he had a little punch on him, yo. He had a nice little punch on him.
There was a few boxers back then, man. Oliver was one of them. Rockman was another.
Rockman too. Yeah. He got knocked the fuck out too. But I think once these bosses start feeling themselves, they lose their hunger. Once they lose their hunger.
Andrew Galata. Andrew Galata was out there rocking cats, but then had to start. He got so frustrated, started cheating, hitting below the belt. Because he would have taken who was it that he fought?
Didn't he take Holyfield?
It was Holyfield, and I think it was Tyson too. Both of them, he end up cheap shot and then get disqualified.
And then Holyfield would hit you with the head.
Yeah.
Holyfield would headbutt your ass.
Yeah, Holyfield crazy. But yeah, I know that man 33-0 though. So if he keep going, he about to fight. He got a fight coming up in a week, but it's old boy from the MMA.
It's MMA.
That shit ain't. I don't know why we keep falling for that shit, man.
It's a money grab, dude.
It's like Floyd about to fight. Dude, he doing these exhibitions and shit. He about to fight Garcia and shit, like exhibition.
Yep.
He don't want to take the L. Like he trying to keep the L from happening.
Nah, he's just getting $100 million a shot. I'd do the same thing.
I mean, I get it, but we keep mad at people, man.
Like, why are so many people suckers with their money, dog? Like, how you get fooled into this shit? It's a waste of
time. I like the celebrity Jones, though.
Hold on. We here at Because I'm Right podcast don't say to use this, but use a fire stick. Stop paying $70, $80, $90 when you can use a fire stick and watch everything.
Hey, dude, that fire stick is like you can watch all the. Oh, man.
Everything.
I got in my homeboy's house. We watch a lot of fights there. I'll order some of the fights here if it's a big one. If I have a lot of people over.
I ain't ordering shit.
But those always special. Those mainly
crowd. Hey, the last fight I ordered was Tyson. Last shit I ordered was Tyson back in the day. I ain't ordered shit.
I'm ordering Chinese. That's what I'm
doing. Well, I'll be having get-togethers. I got to make sure that fire stick, that shit cut out. Like, oh, I'm sorry,
hey,
guys.
Hey, we'll hit another link.
That's it. Real talk. I haven't had issues, man. The last few
fights have been pretty straight, and I might get a hiccup here and there, but I'm just going to another link. Shit free. And you can complain.
And there's certain fighters I'm getting. It got to be a big fight. Like, I got the Crawford Spence fight. That's the main one for me.
Stick, never buffered.
Got to watch that. But
stick, never buffered.
It was good.
Hey, what skin you run on the fire stick though? What's your skin? What's the skin you run?
Cody Matrix.
Not Cody, but you run the Matrix.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit, I'm running this joint called Simplex right now.
I should upgrade, but the way I look at it, everything been working fine. Football game's been fine, the whole nine. So why change it up? Why do an update?
Yeah, that football, even the football, man, because that's what I be watching. I'm literally off. Only thing I'm watching now is the shit I don't pay. Like I got Netflix with my cell phone bill. I got such and such. If I got it, I got Amazon Prime because we got Prime. But all that other shit, I'm done with it. I'm out the game.
Yeah. You can spend that unwanted, give them your hard-earned money if you want to.
Yeah. I'm good. I pay for that shit. Cable calls.
Hey, man, that haircut. That look rough. Ooh.
Who you telling?
Yeah.
Cutting the moaning.
All right, man. Y'all can't talk shit.
Class reunion, Rock. He just missing the damn class reunion.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, I just found out about this shit last week, man. I didn't know nothing about it until last week.
Mean?
I can't.
You know what that means?
What?
They didn't want you there.
Maybe they did, man. That's hey, Rock, when you say the boat season over with, man, where it runs?
I just went yesterday, last time probably that I went out on my boat. I'm probably going to pull it this weekend or pull it next weekend.
Okay.
I'm trying to get one more fishing trip in. One more. Killing me.
That she put in was obviously fake. That shit looked plastic as hell.
Right. They say you faking, man.
It's okay. It's all right.
See you faking, man. I'm just.
And he going back on shit he said because he said he only get one fish, but next thing I know, he was trying to get like six or seven. I don't know.
I want to be able to fish. You can get the people on the boat. Not everyone takes their fish. You can get their fish. I can fill my cooler.
Let me take somebody else's fish. That's some bullshit right there.
Let me get this for the gram. This is a big jump.
That's a sin. You can't take a picture of another person's fish.
That's a sin.
Blasphemy.
You got that is your eye fixed yet? I see your eye still kind of low.
A little low. It's coming back a little bit.
Man, you done had that eye injury for like 3 weeks.
It's better than what it was.
Might got some of that fish juice in there.
Yeah, you were jacked up. Yeah, you were jacked up from that shit.
I had my Forrest Whitaker going on.
That's funny because I watched that Rogue One and he's in that movie. I was like, damn, Forrest Whitaker.
Which one?
I think when he had Rogue One, isn't that his ass with the old Star Wars movie?
Oh, he in that? He in that?
Yeah, Rogue One. Isn't he the black guy with the little ugly ass afro like Unbreakable?
Is that I don't watch Star Wars. That's one.
I haven't seen none of the new Jones. I can't even get through them Jones.
Oh, Wars, Star Trek.
I'm off of Star Wars.
Watch Star Wars. Watch the Rogue movie.
I don't fuck with them, Jones. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't even fuck with them. Hey, I watched the Ewoks back in the day.
That motherfucker had everybody. Yeah, Donnie Yen and that shit. I didn't even know he was in that motherfucker. But yeah, Forrest Whitaker was in it.
Shit, I just watched the Expendables today.
Number 4?
Yeah, I watched 4. I think I watched it yesterday.
On the stick?
Come on, dude. You already know.
Talking about
between the stick and Twitter, I'm good. Pornhub, Twitter. Hey, what you say, Rock? You got Twitter?
I can't even open mine. I can't open it in public.
I know that shit y'all be putting in the damn chat. I'm like, what the hell?
I know they was like, look at these motherfuckers. Hey, no, because I showed somebody that shit, man. She was like, yo, the fuck you got on your Twitter? Like, she's like, what the fuck going on? My shit, and I'm just scrolling, you know, I'm barely just scrolling. So it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I used to have Steve Harvey on my Twitter and Gary Vee on my Twitter and all these motivational speakers. And one day I clicked on something. That ain't what's on there now.
Because basically,
I got Twitter look like y'all old Twitter because I got like real conversations on my shit.
Men's health is on there.
My shit, Pornhub on steroids.
Yeah, man.
My shit, Pornhub on steroids, man. I mean, it just like you can't scroll that shit at work. It ain't. Don't even get on that motherfucker at work. It ain't no, it's no.
I can't click on it because I'm afraid there'd be some noise that pop up.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, I can't get on it around nobody. I don't even.
I'll do the Twitter test right now. I don't
even have my kids on the phone. My kids can't even have my phone. Hey,
that's what y'all should do. Y'all should do a Twitter test and hold it up to the screen.
Yeah, Dad, we on your Twitter. Hold up. Yeah, I'm going to lose my shit. Yo, what are you doing?
I can scroll mine. Mine ain't got nothing crazy on it.
I cannot scroll mine at all.
Y'all got my an shit. Ass, then it's a titty, then it's an ass, then it's a titty.
My shit ain't playing with you, yo. my shit ain't playing. Sorry.
That's a damn shit.
Hey,
that girl cracking it open. Y'all ain't nothing, bro.
My shit ain't playing. My shit ain't playing with you.
Is that a midget?
I actually know that one.
Oh God!
Sorry, it's going down, yo. Hey, dude, I can't even. Hey, I'm not even. Hey, I can't even get to no good shit. That's not.
Yeah. I can't even get to a conversation.
I don't even want you like.
All right, check Twitter. Check the score of that.
Nah, you got somewhere else you can watch it. Yeah, yo, I'm good. And then the shit just in and out. It ain't even like the, you know, you ain't got like think about it.
Definitely what y'all showed me was a lot of in and out. So I agree with that. Yeah.
It goes straight in. It ain't no bullshit.
I'm trying to find regular stuff. I can't find no regular conversation.
That's a damn shame.
I'm scrolling and can't, like, Steve Harvey don't even come on my page no more. No pun intended.
Steve Harvey, he probably get a charge if he get around all that shit you got on yesterday.
Dude, man, this shit.
Y'all should be disappointing yourself. I need y'all to go through y'all follows and maybe unfollow some of this stuff.
I don't think that's going to change anything with my joke. My shit, 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10.
I've scrolled now for the past 5 minutes. I cannot find a good regular conversation.
Yeah.
See, I got Skip Bayless, Shannon Sharp, Chicago Bulls, Shannon Sharp again, Apple TV, WNBA. I mean, damn, y'all should have something on your feed about the WNBA, or do y'all be hating on WNBA?
I just can't get to it.
They just had the championship last night. Man,
My shit can't get to it, yo. Like I can't like that stuff ain't even.
They got something over here talking about should Mike Vick go home.
There we go.
That's some good shit.
I finally got.
What y'all think about this question?
Men's health.
They said should Mike Vick be a Hall of Fame?
No.
And
then he even said realistically, I feel like I hadn't done enough. Yeah, I agree, Mike.
Hold on, but I had a question the other day. Somebody was talking about it, yo. Cam and Michael Vick, who had the better career?
Oh, who had the better career?
I mean,
Cam Newton went to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, because we're in a trophy society. He went to a Super Bowl. That's the only reason why it would be him.
Mike Vick never made it to a Super Bowl.
Nope. Nah. Not even as a
actually, that dog shit probably fucked up where he could have been.
Mike Vick had better longevity than him, though.
He could have been more prime shit, though.
Them I mean, even years. When he came back, though. Like,
remember yeah, them dog years fucked him up.
Yeah, when he came back from all that play for the Eagles, he was good.
No, he was good. But just imagine what he would have been like, you know, if he played those years that he didn't. Like,
it's
that
the D Rose conversation. Think about what D Rose would be if he didn't have all them damn injuries.
Yeah. I mean, he still made it long. He still made it long, though, than he did. He's still in the league.
Yeah, he's still playing.
Like surprisingly, he's still, you know, he's still good enough to, you know, where he gets.
But all the shit they talk about, Westbrook and all that was D Rose first.
We need to have this conversation.
I'm scared of anything on your Twitter that we have a conversation.
Yeah, I said I'm scared. What's the conversation, man?
Let's see if it'll pop up. All right, it says, Men's Health is what this is from, Men's Health Magazine. How long is too long without sex in a relationship?
How long is too long?
Yeah.
It's a very subjective question.
He had to look around.
It depends on what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a lot of reasons why you're probably not.
I mean, if it's some health issues, if it's some health shit,
yeah,
health isn't involved.
But if it's no health, it shouldn't be no longer.
Body confidence. People sometimes put on weight, not feeling sexy. I mean, there's all types of random shit why you might not do it.
Your job is as a man to make your woman feel comfortable at times. Although I do know and understand women are crazy creatures. So no matter what you tell them, it doesn't matter.
To them. Yeah. Yeah.
I get it. However, I've said this before. I have a homeboy who basically has sex maybe twice a year. maybe.
I mean, that's extreme.
I'm gonna say on some real shit, and it's real. I think if you're going without it being any health issues, if you're going longer than a week,
it depends on the sex, though, dog. Because what are we talking about? Like, how are we defining sex? You talking about going all the way in or just getting a quick little slap? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's either, right? Any of it, right?
But people kind of physical attraction can go many ways, dog. Some people just be on each other. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you getting it in.
If you're going longer than a week without no health shit, I think that's a long time. To be honest with you, man, going like even this shit right here, like this is what it is. Like I'm looking at this shit, so it's like if you go longer than a week.
But look, first of all, you can't compare y'all.
Because even looking at this shit, I might, let me holler at y'all a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, even looking at this shit, you might have to.
But y'all Twitter is unique. And
let me get into it a few minutes. Crazy.
My Twitter ain't nothing like your Twitter. Like,
I'm just saying, I know, but I'm just saying. Like, when you.
But you got to think about work schedules and stuff, too. Because even me and my wife, the way how early she goes to bed,
she don't work.
When I get home,
She don't work.
Who don't work?
Homeboy's girl, she don't work.
Oh no, your homeboy is on another planet. That's crazy. I'm talking about like real, like common relationships, not no.
Right, you know what? But you find a way because I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I worked midnight to 8 in the morning. Right, my wife worked like 7 to 3 or something like that. We found a way.
Yeah, it's always.
But I'm not disagreeing with y'all. It's just the fact that everybody has their own measurement of when they have sex. Like
you
might be getting in day, and then you might be like a week off and then you get right back in. And I mean it's
so what you think what you actually think for your
sex? I'm just saying I think it could easily be more than a week. I mean it could easily be 2 weeks, that's easy.
My eyes are fixed now.
But listen, man, y'all are already programmed by y'all Twitters. There's no way y'all can go a week or two. I mean I already understand that. Y'all got titties and ass.
So maybe we need to go left on the question. How the fuck are you out 2 weeks?
That's easy, dog. I just told Don, I'm one of the people, so through the week, we probably see each other maybe a quick hour or two, maybe, because she go to bed at like 8 o'clock. I come in the house after I do bowling Tuesday, softball Wednesday, basketball Thursday. I always got this Friday, I'm going to this damn for reunion and shit. She be having to go to Columbia. So it's just times that we're in passing, though. But we're always talking, like we're always on the phone. You know, we have to communicate. So there's just times that it can go like that. But we
all I'm saying with kids, like I got kids, like stuff can happen.
Oh yeah, kids is a whole nother curveball.
Where that can throw a curveball too. But I'm just saying in general, for me, a week is a long ass
time. And then you also gotta remember, man, I came up in a y'all probably been in long, fruitful marriages. I had a very extended hoe phase. So I got it here. You know what I'm saying? I've been saturated in the world's fruits. I guess I can say I'm good. So it's never a pressing point for me. I'm good. We're always on each other though. Ain't no question about that. But it's just that's why I'm asking what y'all mean by sex. Like you talking about naked, got to do some bend over, do all that stuff. Not all the time, but we will get to it.
That's all it is. Well, I mean, 2 weeks is much better than my homeboy. I'm telling you, I feel so sorry for this dude.
Oh yeah, I'm nowhere near that. That's ridiculous.
I even gave him some bad advice.
Well, he has the right to cheat.
Thank you, because that was the bad advice.
Yeah, yeah, no, that ain't bad. My thing is, that's part of a relationship. If she's purposely not doing that for you like that, that's a whole nother issue. Like to me, he got a whole hall pass and everything.
And see, with something like that, that bothers me is that you don't want to have sex with me, but you're gonna get mad if I go have sex with someone else.
Right. Yeah. That don't make no sense.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, but that's what I'm saying. But then and then some chicks will get mad because you got this shit.
Yeah, now mine, my wife is all right with that.
Yeah, but no, some chicks I've seen chicks like trying to break up what they do because they trying to they look at, I mean, you know.
Y'all literally got a flick of porn every time you go. Y'all had to scroll for like minutes to get to a regular post.
Yeah,
that's really that's pretty. I think that's a little bad.
That Twitter is my Twitter is terrible. Man.
I mean, just go in and follow just regular shit for a little bit. See what
I'm not deleting it.
Yeah. So what I just don't understand, we've said it before, like how do you get suspended? But
how do you get suspended, dude?
I'll take that out of the equation. Yeah. I just need to know, because these are regular girls. These aren't, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the crazy part, man. Yeah, that's right. Crazy.
I don't understand what behooves you to just get on an app, get naked or suck, you know, you finger pop yourself. Do any of this stuff. I don't understand where we became a society where this is like okay behavior.
Only fans, man. A lot of that shit is a pre, you know, it's a preemptive to only fans. So that's how, you know, that's what a lot of them do that shit on Twitter. Because you can't do it on the other sites. The other sites are kind of like kind of somewhat restrictive. You know what I'm saying? But like Twitter, which I don't understand how you can suspend it.
I can
because almost, if you can do this, there's nothing else you can't do.
I can see a woman getting mad at you for Twitter though, because don't you got to follow? So she could be like, "Oh, you see all the ads, so now you want
to
follow."
You don't necessarily have to follow.
That man up, Don just said he'd be following like a motherfucker over there.
Yeah, I have stuff that I follow, but some stuff, yeah, some my time, I guess some shit they just like automatically.
Well, that's just the AI. He like,
I guess, I guess when you look at certain shit too, it kind of, you know, it's like when you search for something on Amazon, then you see that shit on your timeline. You scrolling down Facebook and you see that sweater.
Yeah, so you said ass and titty on your Facebook?
Nah, I'm just saying when you on Facebook, you might look for something on Amazon and then that shit'll be on your page. Like, yo, what the fuck? Y'all just looked at these shoes. Yo, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's like they got you programmed from the phone.
I guess I clicked on that Men's Health now got WebMD showing me stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's what y'all need to do. Every week go click on something that ain't got an ass and a titty on it.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good with my timeline. I just know I just know my limitations of where to view that shit at. Like you can't just you can't be at church, yo. Oh, and then your phone freeze up.
Man, I was at church. Thank God it wasn't that type of thing. I was in church. I was looking at the time, and my finger hit something, and it hit a song, and it said, "I got a whole lot of money. I got a whole lot of motherfucking money. I was like, oh.
hey, that motherfucker went clear too, didn't it?
Yeah,
that
it motherfucker.
I got a whole lot like, of
money. I got the money. I was like, that ain't my phone. First of all, I heard the motherfucking money.
When y'all go to church, y'all need to leave y'all phones in the car. I don't know why you bringing that sin into the damn, the holy
you around, and you fuck around and had that joint in your pocket and that shit, and you hit some shit by accident.
Your phone is literally telling on y'all. I mean, it's telling on y'all.
Like, oh shit, what's that? Uh-oh, it's me. Then you trying to get out of there. You ever try to hit your
Y'all phone, I mean, y'all done made y'all phone turn ratchet with all the shit y'all look at on Twitter. That's ridiculous. Y'all got sexy phones.
Hey, it's funny though, because I had somebody looked at my phone and she looking at her Twitter, I'm looking at my Twitter, and it's like, yo,
night and day.
Fuck. I said, yo, my cuz got the same shit. We be talking about this shit all the time. like her shit ain't nothing like mine. She's scrolling
down. So am I the only one? Maybe I'm doing Twitter wrong. When I get on Twitter, I literally just follow people I want to follow. I don't just be like, I guess I'm doing it wrong, man.
Hey, you follow that one, you hit that one, and that's it.
All it takes. Okay, all it takes is one.
It take one, and then you spin from this to that net, and then next thing you know, every five of your.
I can see a drama scene in a movie where a dude about to hit follow and just thinking about all the reasons why and why not to. Ah. Yeah, Twitter breaking up homes. That's ridiculous.
Twitter is a beautiful place.
Yeah, man.
A beautiful place. Y'all would be ashamed of y'all. All
right, man. We out, man. Podcast over.
Oh, that's it?
That's it, man. Shit, an hour and a half, man. Shit, you was off like an hour. I mean, shit, you.
Yeah, he took his time watching.
You came on like 45 minutes into the podcast, man. But hey, I got shit for like we backed up on topics though. I got shit for next week.
I would have liked to hear Rock talk about that Shannon Sharp shit.
Oh, the
makeup? Literally that Shannon Sharp shit.
The makeup.
No, we didn't do the makeup.
Hey, I forgot about the makeup. Yeah, that shit looked crazy. He like a damn vampire on that.
Man. Yeah. What was the Shannon Sharp thing real quick?
He's talking about the chicks shitting and farting. Him too. He's talking about him farting too. He said they do that shit like separately. Like he don't like that shit is like on the low. You don't do that shit.
Yeah, you do that in the beginning, man. But after a while, them damn fart pain be hurting. You just got
That's what I'm saying to Chris. I was like, eventually, yeah, that shit, you know, it. You know, I mean, if somebody do that shit off the rip, like Chris was saying, like somebody, like you go with a chick and she's like, yeah, I got shit.
I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hear that shit.
Exactly. Yeah, you talk to me like that. That's masculine shit to me. I'm good.
Yeah, what you doing? What y'all doing?
There's nothing sexy out of that. I don't see nothing.
You about to leave out? Let me. I got to take a shit. Like,
So
I take a shit.
Yeah, I would pass on something like that. Yeah. I passed on it. There was a chick way back in the day, son, approached me. And number one, I don't like aggressive women. I don't know why. Yeah. I just don't like aggressive women.
You like feminine women.
Right. She approaching me. She hollering at me. But this bitch was in there like scratching in the middle. She's scratching. And I'm like, bitch, if you don't get your crab infested red lobster baked pussy up out of here, just nasty. I don't need no nastiness in my life. That's I'm a freak, but
this man said I don't need no
fart on me. Don't piss on me.
That man said he don't need no nastiness in his life, and then I'll be like, well, open up your Twitter.
That ain't nasty.
Nasty. It's the nasty time.
That ain't nasty. That's beautiful. That's a work of art.
No, oh, Lord. It's all right, man.
Good Lord have mercy.
Well, if I ever do come visit, I'm gonna make sure that we have a no Twitter policy in the home.
That's a clean one.
Yeah, Twitter, that's clean.
I'm like, if y'all come in the house, there's no Twitter allowed. Thank you.
I won't be in your home then, sir.
No, a no X household. It ain't even Twitter no more. It's X.
I think I told you the story on that where I thought I was looking at so much of his shit on here that it moved me to the X part of Twitter. I was like, yo, they changed my app and everything, man. I'm like, I guess I watched for my wife. I'm like, I watched too much of this shit that they changed the thing. And she goes, no, dummy, they changed the logo.
Yeah, you thought you had the special version.
I'm like,
hey, you be seeing Freddie Gibbs' baby mom's on this joke?
Who are we talking about?
Nah, cause we had it. That was a topic actually. His baby mom was like a
porn star.
She a porn star. So Freddie Gibbs,
who baby mama a porn star, dude?
Freddie Gibbs. I mean, well, he was actually shit. He was actually with her, like hardcore with her before she got pregnant. Like I'm looking at her now.
You said Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah.
Fuck is Freddie Gibbs?
Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs, man.
Oh, Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Everybody turning porn.
Yeah. And then we got, yeah, man, this shit, yeah, my shit, I'm good. I'm good. All right, man.
All right.
All right, fellas. Peace. Share the stream.
Hello, Joe.
All right, peace.